Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Soy Fernando.
Welcome to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 13. Responding to questions in Spanish, Part 2.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to respond to formal questions using Mexican Spanish.
You'll also learn how to ask where someone is going and why they are doing something.
This dialogue takes place at the airport.
It's between Ashley and the immigration officer she's meeting as she enters Mexico City. Since it's an official, work-related conversation, the speakers will be using formal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
¿A dónde va, señorita?
Voy a México DF.
¿A qué va?
A trabajar y estudiar español.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
¿A dónde va, señorita?
Voy a México DF.
¿A qué va?
A trabajar y estudiar español.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
¿A dónde va, señorita?
Where are you going, ma'am?
Voy a México DF.
I'm going to Mexico City.
¿A qué va?
What are you going for?
A trabajar y estudiar español.
To work and to study Spanish. Fernando, when the immigration officer asked Ashley where she was headed, she answered, México DF. What does this mean?
México DF means Mexico City, and is the abbreviation for Distrito Federal, or Federal District.
And what does Federal District mean?
Well, it's very similar to, for example, Washington, D.C., in the U.S. It's separate from other states.
Ah, I see. So it's a federal entity within Mexico and not considered part of any other state?
Yes, exactly.
And so the federal district name is also used for Mexico City?
Yes. You'll hear it referred to like this. In some contexts, the name Mexico refers to the capital as well.
So if you notice someone talking about DF, just know that they're talking about Mexico City.
That's right.
Okay. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
a.
Two, at.
A.
The next word is
donde.
Where?
Donde.
Next is
ir.
To go.
Ir.
The next word is
señorita.
Young lady, miss, ma'am.
Señorita.
The next word is
qué.
What?
Qué.
Next is
trabajar.
To work.
Trabajar.
The next word is
estudiar.
To study.
Estudiar.
The next word is
español.
Spanish.
Español.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first one is señorita,
meaning young lady, miss, or ma'am.
This word is tricky. You cannot use it very much in business settings in Mexico.
Why? You can't address women as señorita when doing business in Mexico?
Well, it depends. If it's a woman in a store, a restaurant, or anything like that, then yes, you may say señorita.
Let's repeat it once again.
Señorita. But if you're dealing with someone in their profession, you should call them by their title.
Like professor and so on?
Yes, like profesora, if she is a teacher. Arquitecta, if she is an architect. Ingeniera, if she is an engineer, and so on.
Wow, it seems like Mexican people are very proud of their professions.
Well, that's true. But also, señorita could be seen as condescending, so you should be careful.
Is it okay to say señorita to an older woman?
No, older women or women who are married are not called señorita. They should be señora or seño in very casual Spanish.
Let's repeat. Miss.
Señorita.
And madam.
Señora.
Okay, I think we're ready to move on to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn the expression
¿A dónde?
And learn how to ask where something or someone is headed.
First of all, ¿A dónde? Is always followed by a verb.
What kind of verb?
A verb that indicates direction. For example, to go. Remember, the word a indicates direction.
So, for example, the phrase, where are you going, would be
¿A dónde vas? Repeat after me. ¿A dónde vas?
The verb here is vas.
Yes, the verb is vas, which is a conjugation of the root verb ir, meaning to go.
Repeat after Fernando. I go.
Yo voy.
You go.
Tú vas.
Now, how do we respond to the question, where are you going?
To say, I'm going to school, for example, you start with the verb to go, then say a, and add the place or direction. Here is an example. Voy a la escuela.
So the pattern is
voy a plus the place.
Listeners, please repeat. I'm going to school.
Voy a la escuela.
Can we go over some other conjugations of the verb to go?
Sure. For example, yo voy.
I go.
Tú vas.
You go.
Él va. Ella va.
He goes. She goes. Okay, great. Let's look at one more thing.
Yes, the question, ¿a qué?
And this means, what for?
In the dialogue, the immigration officer asks Ashley, ¿a qué va?
What are you going to Mexico for?
And she replied, a trabajar y estudiar español.
To work and to study Spanish.
The word a means intention or direction.
So to answer this question, we say, I'm going, then the preposition a, and then the verb or answer that explains the purpose of your action?
Right. Just as Ashley did. Voy a trabajar y estudiar español. Here, trabajar and estudiar are two verbs that mean to work and to study.
And these verbs explain the reason that Ashley is going to Mexico.
That's right.
Please review your lesson notes for more details. Okay, everybody. This is it for this lesson. Bye, everyone.
Hasta pronto.
¿A dónde va, señorita?
Voy a México DF.
¿A qué va?
A trabajar y estudiar español.